Testing, testing. Are we here? Are we here? Hi, you guys. Happy Sunday. And yes, it is March. We are on the third day of March. You know, time is flying by so fast. Welcome to the show. Of course, I'm your host with the mostest, as usual. That's Miss Nadia. And welcome to Nadia's World. So, we're going to be getting into a couple of things, a little here and there. We definitely have to catch up on quite a few things I missed with you guys, so I do apologize. It's been a lot of things have been going on the personal side for me, so, you know, I'm not going to get too sappy and I'm not going to get too into it, but, you know, as they say, life does go on, so that's what we're trying to do here. So, it's March, of course, and it is International Women's Month. So, celebrating all women, all backgrounds, all cultures, celebrity or non, it's all about the strength, the power, the integrity of a woman. Okay? So, yes, that is all this month. So, celebrations and much respect go out to the wonderful women out here who are doing it not only for themselves, but doing it just in general, making sure they're all put together, their kids are put together, or however they seem to put into fruition into their lives to make themselves and what is around them more positive, and just being their own, just minding their business and drinking their water, okay? And doing that, not paying nobody else, no type of mind. Just all focus on she or her business. That's right. That's right. Okay? So we ain't gonna waste no more time. So let's get started. So of course, tonight, and I've been telling you guys this in the past, in the past shows, that my favorite music program is back. Unsung airs tonight on TV1. Check your time. Check your time and your local channel. Okay, check the time and the channel. So TV1, if you have it, check it out. Unsung is tonight with Unsung, and they're starting it off with Bobby Caldwell. Bobby Caldwell, y'all know, did pass away a year ago. They thought the brother was a brother. He's a brother from another mother, okay? He's vanilla complexion. So you're going to find out his story tonight and how he all got started and all that good stuff. And following that program will be Uncensored. Yeah, I know Uncensored. Uncensored is pretty much any celebrity gets to spill their truth or tell close to the truth as much as possible. We don't know. I mean, yeah. So tonight, that also returns back. So Vivica A. Fox will be the first one in the hot seat spilling her truth. So yes, tune in tonight for season premieres of Unsung, and right after that, Uncensored following. So yes. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Gatorade Sidibe, who was in Empire. She started as Empire as one of the secretaries, and she also, you know, her breakout role was in Precious. She pretty much announced last week, actually, with her and her husband, that they were going to have double the trouble. She's expecting twins. So much love to her. I did tell you guys that Jess Hilarious was expecting as well. I told y'all that in the last episode. Yes, true. Princess Love and Ray J are divorcing yet again. First they were on, then they were off, then they were on, then they were off. But now they pretty much together spoke out on their I think on both of their Instagram panhandles, that they said with much of a heavy heart, they both made the decision that it was time to move forward and they were going to divorce amicably. So we wish them both the best. I mean, nobody sets themselves up. Nobody ever, when they decide to get married and have their union and everything, doesn't decide to get divorced. So we wish them both the best, and that's all we can do. Am I missing something? I'm making sure I'm getting everything in here because I'm like spending up. Gotta check. Okay. Wow. So, I'm going to get to the first documentary I saw and then I'm going to get into the Wendy documentary. Okay. The Selena documentary that aired about maybe two weeks ago, I didn't understand why it needed to come out. If it didn't come out in a long time. Again, I think Yolanda is where she's supposed to be. Even though stuff 30 something years later are coming to fruition, I think she had no, I don't know how everything went down to the point where she shot Selena. Then you shot her again. So if the gun went off and it was accidental, how did it hit her? I mean, it's a lot of questions that are unanswered. And a lot of people say she's where she needs to be. I think so too. I do. Because to the point of the matter, you still killed someone. You still killed this woman. And what was your motive behind that? And again, your lawyers and them didn't get to a point of why you did what you did. What happened? Were they able to prove that without a shadow of a doubt? And then, of course, you know, you were guilty. So you're speaking about her secrets and all this stuff 30 years later is not going to make the situation no better. You're America's most hated. Like not trying to be funny. You took somebody out of here that didn't deserve all of that. 23 years old at the time? Like, come on. You wasted your life, but you took a life. Let's put it like that. You're still here. Selena's no more here. People can only just relevant up into her family. Like I said, it's like an open wound. It's like an open wound that keeps, you know, keeps resurfacing. Because you have to remember her passing. You have to remember her birthday. You have to remember all the memories. And not only that, through her music, through her fans. And you guys on, and I mean, as far as Yolanda's family is concerned, y'all have to live with the memory also of being associated with her. Not only that, but what she did. And even though y'all have y'all opinions and views on it went a whole different other way, it still doesn't justify the fact that Selena's not here. It doesn't make it right. It still is no answer. Why? It doesn't matter who she had or whoever, whatever. That should have been revealed before you accidentally killed her or killed her. That should have been all taken out of. You saying all this stuff after the fact is not making any sense. And if you felt like you were innocent, why did it take you 30 years? You should have been talking 6 months, 2 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, but 30? Nah. Mm-mm. No. I understand with cases that they take a long time to go down and you start finding new evidence and stuff like that. But to have you go on a documentary and you talk about revealing secrets that she told you or whatever the case may be, wasn't that supposed to be your friend? Why would you think it's appropriate now, 30 years after your friend is gone, to talk about stuff like that? And you're the one, obviously, with blood on your hands. Because you pulled the trigger. Whether you accidentally did it or whatever the case may be, you still pulled that trigger. You still slipped it, nipped it, tucked it. Whatever you did, it went off. And it took her out of here. And I don't know what you were trying to prove or trying to allocate from all of this, but it's not working. It's not working, obviously, because you're where you're supposed to be. But she is up for parole, if I'm not mistaken, coming up next year on the 31st of Selena's anniversary. Yeah, so I don't think she's getting out at all. If it's due to her family, if it's due to Selena's friends, family, and the fans, they're up for a battle, honey. I just think that you having this documentary and saying all this stuff was just done in poor taste. I don't think that you even needed to say anything. You didn't say anything. You didn't say anything to justify your actions. For a better put of words. You didn't say anything I wouldn't say an apology, because it's too late for an apology. But you really didn't put you. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, how can I say this? Let me get my words right. You really didn't own no accountability. That's what it is. You didn't own any accountability. They don't want to hear an apology. Screw your apology. They want to hear you owning your accountability for pretty much killing her. For no reason. Whether it was accidental or whatever. That gun went off. Like I said, it went off. Whether you slipped it, tripped it, flipped it, dipped it. Phew, all of it. That thing went off. It went off. And it killed her instantly. It pierced a major artery or whatever happened. So for you to come on television. And now you want to reveal and divulge. And you know, flip back through. You know, flip out. Billions and billions of things to kind of, you know, keep your name out there. So when your parole comes up, that you could be back in the good graces. No, it wasn't a smear campaign. It wasn't the public. It was you. What you thought people were going to do? What you thought people were going to say? They're going to be like, we're on your side? No. You took somebody out here that was thriving in their career. It don't matter what happened. It don't matter what happened with you and her. She was your friend, so you say. You were friends with her. At the end of the day, it don't matter if her father was this or her father was that. He had a reason to be. I'm not going to sit here and say he was justified, but he didn't kill his child. You did. And you have to understand, if somebody killed your child like that, how would you feel? You'll feel the same way. So again, you divulging secrets 30 years later, 30 years plus later, what is that going to do? Absolutely nothing for you, but make it even more damaging for you to even open your mouth. It's you pretty much nailing yourself against the cross if you want to be funny. And technically you are, no matter how you put it. Just saying, I just don't think that Yolanda Saldivar coming out with that two-part thing about the secrets that Selena told her is going to wipe the slate clean with you. And it ain't going to pretty much put your name through the ringer. Because, yeah, your parole is coming up. But I think, I'm not even thinking, you're behind going to be in that jail for the rest of your life, girlie. You are. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry to tell you. You're going to be in there, girl. You might as well just not even count your chickens on this one. You're done. Like, out. But, yeah. But any more about that, I'll keep you guys posted. Because that's a definite out of here. So, the Wendy Williams documentary. Wow. And I don't even have the words, to be honest with you. I thought, not even saying my thoughts. It was disheartening to watch. It was very disheartening. And it was done in poor fashion, poor taste. And now folks are pointing fingers. Lifetime is pointing fingers and saying, oh, if we would have known that she was going through all dementia and the dementia and other afflictions, we wouldn't have aired that documentary. And now her publicist, Sean Zanotti, and her manager, Will Shelby, is pointing fingers at each other and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, y'all are smart people, right? Y'all knew this, correct? Why would y'all think that it's appropriate to even have this on tape or on film? And again, for the co-executives on this show, because it wasn't Wendy and it wasn't her son, it was y'all. Y'all didn't go through the editing process and look back and see all of this go down and how y'all had to stop and go. Y'all didn't see the erraticness. Y'all didn't get the signs of her. Y'all didn't get it. It didn't float through the head. Because I know if I was a producer on this show and I'm going back into the room and the camera and editing and watching all this stuff, I'd have been like, hell no, I'm not airing this. And I wouldn't care what her producer or manager or anybody had to say. I'm like, if y'all had a heart, y'all would see this and y'all would not do that. And I go for every, and I'm thinking also, when I say real people looking out for her, I don't think anybody was looking out for her. Because if you thought that this documentary was a train wreck, why would you even go and say, why would you even sit down and want to say something? You should have been like, nope, mm-mm, I bow out. I got nothing to say. Nothing. And I'm not pointing fingers. Like I said, her family, we don't know the history we don't know the history on her family. We just know them from what Wendy has told us. We don't know what transpired about the bank taking over and taking over and saying that she doesn't have any money and trying to get the guardianship and all that other stuff down. We don't understand that. So again, we don't know the laws on which if a bank or they send a guardianship take over, why they didn't give authority to her family. I mean, her niece has a good head on her shoulder. Her sister seems like she's in it. She cares. Now, as far as her son is concerned, even if you had Kevin in charge, you should have had somebody like I wouldn't say like a proxy, but somebody who was like the overseer to make sure that Kevin was using the funds in order to take care of his mom the way she needed to be taken care of, you know, making sure that the mortgage is paid up, all the amenities, you know, she has her food, she has everything, she's hitting the doctors, she's making sure all this stuff is, you know, she's getting, I wouldn't say she's getting better, but she's just moving forward with life and just, can't say transitioning, but she's moving into life knowing that these things are happening, but it's not to the point where she's by herself. She's with people she knows. She's with her family, as she should, because it went, you know, to people when they're with their family, they're with their loved ones, they seem to get better because they need people around that are going to care for them and have them around the clock. They're still able to do this and that, but the person is with them side by side, making sure everything is executed, everything is done in the manner and being, you know, facilitated out, per se. So, again, you can't go pointing fingers and you got 3 and 4 pointing back at you. Everybody has to own their part in this. And I respect DJ Booth to a point. He really didn't go into detail about what happened deeply, but he did kind of stop and you didn't see him no more of the interview. But if I was him, I wouldn't have done the interview at all, because to see a person go through this in such a blink of an eye is devastating. That's not the person you remember. That's not the, and at the same time, with Wendy being in television and radio for over 30 plus years, to be diminished to this, that's a slap in the face. And like they said, we didn't see Bruce Willis like this. We didn't see Barbara Walters like this, or any other person that has suffered through dementia or any other ailment. They'd never been put into a documentary and not even treated like that. They were privately, you didn't even know about it. They lived in private. You didn't hear this. This was not even mentioned. They were getting the help and everything that they needed. And if a person, they had a spokesperson that would pretty much come, which pretty much would speak on their behalf and leave it at that. And if the person passed away, that's all you heard. You heard either a manager say it, or a spokesperson, or their publicist, or something like that. So for Wendy to get treated in this manner is just deplorable. I felt, like I said, watching it, I felt disheartened. And then on top of that, as me being a viewer, I felt like I shouldn't even be participating in watching this. This ain't no ratings booster. This is sabotage. This is not something I want to see somebody go through, whether I know them or not. I wouldn't want that to be documented and shown to the damn entire world. Hell no. That's something that you take. That's something that's dealt with in private. Because it's hard for the person that's going through this. And yes, it's going to be hard for the people that surrounds that person. Because they're going to remember you for like a split moment. And then like 5 seconds or 5 minutes later, they don't remember your name. And that hurts. And we don't know how far the dementia is. That's another thing. And even though her son said that the dementia is partly due to her alcoholism, we don't know how long the alcoholism has been playing into Wendy's life. Has she stopped it? Has she picked it back up? Like, we don't know. And these are the things that doctors and proxies need to give the information, but they don't need to give it to us. They need to give it to them so they can get accurate standing with this. And I just think that this case needs to be looked into a little bit deeper, because her family does need to have a sense of why she's not with them, why she's in New York. Why was she in New York at that particular time a year ago? And why was she not with her family? Because when you saw her with her family versus out here, she was in good spirits. She was walking. She was keeping it up. She looked so relaxed and so refreshed. Now it looks like she's stressed and pressed. I didn't want to watch it. I looked away a lot. As a viewer, I looked away a lot. And I just shook my head. And I was like, this is crazy. And why would they air this? And why would they not know that something ain't right? You got Wendy having her hair, her wig exposed, and she looked disheveled and way out. And you got the cameras in her face, and she's emotional every five seconds. She's just, you can see her emotions and stuff, not all over the place, but it's not something that we're used to. And then one moment she's very snappy and snarky and just irritable. Nobody wants to, you don't want that documented. You don't want nobody even knowing that part of you. And if this is something that that's happening, you don't want to have it for the world to see. And that's not something for the world to see anyway. That's something to be dealt with and handled in private. That's not something for it to be all out. And it's just disrespectful to Wendy as a person. Not who she is as a talk show host and a radio jock, but what she's brought to the table to not only make it for other women, but for herself. That's a slap in the face on her whole fucking career. And that's a spit in her face. I was just nasty and mean-spirited. And I just think that, her team needs to be fired for that. And I think she needs all new people. Because you don't do that to somebody. You don't have a documentary come in and do all that. Because me personally, I'd have been like, why is she not with her family? She needs to be with her family. You can see that she was getting well. Who cares about her working a podcast and all that stuff? If it didn't happen before 2020, it ain't happening now. She's not. I wouldn't say fit or unwell. She's just not able to handle it at this particular point. And then you also have to figure out how far has this come? Because it may be too little too late. Or it may be some hope. You never know. But again, if other people's lives are not exposed to this point, and you don't really hear about their life unless a loved one is speaking on their behalf, then no. Because Barbara Walters had a publicist that spoke for her. Bruce Willis has his wife that does all the talking. And then from time to time, if you see his daughters, they'll say, all we're trying to do is, just surround him with love. We know what's going on. We've come to the terms of what it is. So again, I would just, like I said, I would have her son definitely make sure she's okay. But I will see if the niece, the nephew and the sister. So it would be her family overseeing everything. But then we would have somebody like her sister, who's, the adult of everyone, to make sure that everything is executed the way it's supposed to be. But Wendy still has somebody, taking care of her, looking after her. And that would be her son. you know. But the documentary should have never saw the light of another day. That was horrible to watch. And I didn't want to participate or be a part of that at all. Because that was just out of line and out of goddamn order. Out of line and out of order. Just horrible. Horrible. But, you know, I'll keep y'all posted on anything that transpires from this. And I hope that, you know, this guardianship person, Sabrina Morrissey, she was kind of going against Lifetime for airing that. Now I understand why, because that wasn't necessary to do. But again, we just need to, I mean, hopefully Wendy will make it through. And if she doesn't, just live her life as best as possible, you know. It's unfortunate that these things happen. And for her to only be 59 years old, nah. That's something that people up in age will go through. But for her, nah. It's just unfortunate sometimes. But you really got to take care of yourself no matter what age you are. You just have to really, truly take care of yourself. And I mean genuinely take care of yourself. It's not just talking about it. It's not just talking about it. It's about being about it also. You have to really, 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 truly take care of yourself. So, yeah. I'm working on what I told y'all the last couple of episodes I was going to do. I did not forget. I'm still going to remember. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got at this particular point right now, but I will definitely keep you guys posted. But of course, I thank you guys for tuning in today for all the stuff I got for ya. All the stuff I got for ya. Join me on the next episode. You guys stay safe. Later.